Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today, first Saturday of the month, we seek to honor Our Lady's Immaculate Heart and also to make reparation to her. The first Saturday devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary was first mentioned by Our Lady at Fatima during the third apparition, the apparition of July 13, 1917. And it was just after showing the children the vision of hell that Our Lady said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to My Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved, and there will be peace. I shall come to ask for the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays." And so we see Our Lady, a concerned mother for her children, about her children's eternal salvation. And she offers as a solution to this whole problem of salvation, devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And also she would come to ask for the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. And in fact, it was 8 years later, on December 10th, 1925, when Blessed Jacinta and Blessed Francisco had already died and gone to heaven, that Our Lady then appeared to Sister Lucia, who at that time was a postulant with the Dorothean sisters at Pontevedra in Spain. So Our Lady appears with the child Jesus, and Our Lady rests her hand on Sister Lucia's shoulder, and she reveals to her her Immaculate Heart, which is encircled by a crown of thorns. And then it's the child Jesus who speaks, and he says, "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is no one to make an act of reparation." And then Our Lady begins to speak. She says, "Look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You, at least, try to console me and say that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all those who, on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, shall confess, receive Holy Communion, recite 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on 15 mysteries of the Rosary, with the intention of making reparation to me." And so we see that this devotion of the five first Saturdays also has 5 conditions that Our Lady attaches: confession, Holy Communion, the recitation of the Rosary, meditation on the mysteries of the Rosary, Our Lady says 15, of course now we would say 20, with Our Lady for 15 minutes, and all of this with the intention of making reparation to her Immaculate Heart. Now, why did Our Lady choose 5 Saturdays? We know the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Our Lord is 9 First Fridays. Well, Our Lady chooses Saturday first of all because that's the traditional day in which we honor the Blessed Mother, going back to that holy Saturday before the Sunday of the Resurrection, in which Our Lady demonstrated that she was the only one who kept faith while Our Lord was in the tomb. And so Saturday, but 5 Saturdays, because Our Lady had mentioned, or we are to make reparation in 5 different ways, for the 5 different ways in which people offend the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Number one, attacks upon Mary's Immaculate Conception. Number two, attacks against her perpetual virginity. Number three, attacks against her divine maternity and the refusal to accept her as mother of all mankind. Number four, for those who try publicly to implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hatred of this Immaculate Mother. And number five, for those who insult her directly in her sacred images. So this is good to keep in mind exactly what we are making reparation for when we make reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on the first Saturdays. Now, Sister Lucia used to say that she was overjoyed every time a first Saturday would come around, because of course we want to at least make this reparation for five first Saturdays, but it's a great devotion also to continue to do that every first Saturday, as Sister Lucia did. So let's follow Sister Lucia's example and offer this day in reparation to the Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.